Hello, this is Joy Ray Freeman. The following program, Dawn of the Century, was produced in 2002 and won an International Communicator Honorable Mention Award. For empowerment workshops and retreats and or healing opportunities, check out joy2u.org.
This is Joy Ray Freeman, spiritual warrior, bringing joy to the world. In the wee hours of the new millennium, humanity is reborn. Somewhere between the deepest darkness and the brightest light is the dawn, a magical space of transformation. For some time, the old economic, social, personal structures have been revealing themselves. No longer hidden, weakened by the illumination and crumbling, scrambling, grasping, clutching, to keep the centuries-old hold on humanity's freedom. The desperate measures tell the tale. And simultaneously, we the people remember and awaken to our own unlimited potential, reclaiming the ancient powers we once knew. Wholeness, integration, creativity, re-creation, healing, and intuitive gifts. Now, as we integrate our spirit, mind, heart, and body, we also become more conscious of how the elements, earth, fire, water, and air, sustain, nurture, and inspire us to even higher vibrations. In this rebirthing, much like the birth process of a human being, a seed that grows, develops, and is given life through passion, patience, pain, labor, breathing, pushing, protests, and prayer, the new world is brought forth, and the angels rejoice.
Imagine our planet floating silently in space. Around it, a white dove flies, forever circling. Every 100 years, the dove's wing gently touches the face of the Earth. The time it would take for the feathered wing to wear this planet down to nothing is eternity.
Beloved Almighty Presence of God, which I am, and all who govern the sacred fire to this system of worlds, blaze the cosmic Christ victorious violet consuming flame of 1,000 suns in its threefold action into everything in the physical octave, in all we ever do or contact, until all are ascended and free. Violet consuming flame of 1,000 suns, descend, descend, descend. I am the violet consuming flame, freeing all nations in their judgment of each other. I am the eternal love within, expanding God's grace from brother to brother. I am the power of the blue, sealing all in God's strength every minute, every hour. I am the blue flame spiral, whirling through purity's release and flower. I am the violet consuming flame of forgiveness of myself without ration. I am the eternal child of God in manifesting perfect love in self-compassion. I am the strength of God as I wear the armor of His protection. I am blue flame spirals leaving purity as I seek God perfection. I am the violet consuming flame of forgiveness in all family friend situations. I am the loving flame from God's own heart in the perfect demonstration. I am the power magnet to attract all like vibrations. I am purity shining through spirals of blue flame, fire's rotation. Immortal music of the violet flame, sing your song as you refine. Whirl your flame of violet, pink, and blue, leaving self-luminous, Christed minds. I gratefully accept this manifestation by the power of the 7x70, amplified by the power of the violet consuming flame of 1,000 suns, in, through, and around my soul, my heart, and my mind.
To love one another or die. Baby's a baby wherever she's born, and a bomb is a bomb wherever it's thrown, and the night is the night, 'cause it's all the same sky, and a tear is a tear, it's all the same cry. And the ocean's the ocean, from shore to shore, and peace is a peace, and war is a war. An eye for an eye will leave the whole world blind. An eye for an eye will leave the whole. We've got to love one another or die. Blood is blood, cause it's all the same, babe. And the sun is the sun, and the rain is the rain. And faith is faith, you can't say it's not. And fear is fear, and God is God. And mountains are the mountains, from east to west. And who's to say, who's the best?
Planet once existed in a state of pristine beauty that exemplified the life of spirit and form as one. Our place in this universe was known as a grand display of light that was Earth. Our creation here was celebrated by all. We had achieved the magnificent. Spirit and form were one. Earth was a beautiful place to be indeed. The 21st century is here, however, and much of our creation on Earth no longer reflects this pristine beauty. In fact, much of that which we have created on this planet does not appear to reflect the light of spirit at all, but simply reflects the will of humanity, separate from the light and love that is our source. Where did we go wrong? What happened within the consciousness of humanity that created this rift between our spiritual essence and the power to create that we hold when in human form? As humanity stepped forth on this planet, all of the essential elements required to create a life of love and harmony were present. We existed within the consciousness of divine light. Nothing we encountered was separate from this light. The plants, the birds, the water, the mountains, the sky, the stars all existed within this light. Each human form looked upon the rest of creation here as spirit expressed in a myriad of forms, all containing the essence of the physical and the essence of the divine. They were not separate. In fact, they were indistinguishable. Form and spirit were one. Gradually, we progressed in our creation on this planet, and we began to observe that which we had created. We became aware that we were creating new forms, ones that made life easier and were useful in the development of our societies. A continuum of time began to develop within which we placed ourselves and our creation, and we began to attach a value to our ability to create. those who created new forms became possessive of them, and the idea of ownership was introduced into our societies. We began to focus on attainment and gradually forgot how to center our creation in the light of spirit in order to maintain the balance that was necessary if we were to create in time. The forms of our creation became the main focus of our lives, and in time, we became enamored with form. As our attachment to form grew, so did our attachment to self. Prior to this time, all was experienced in the consciousness of wholeness, where all things were recognized as one with the source of creation. Whether this awareness was experienced with another person, with an animal, with an aspect of nature, or with an object of our creation, all was perceived and understood to be part of the same source. Awareness of self was not a part of this consciousness. Self now emerged into an identity of its own, however, and in this identity of separateness came to be expressed in the different forms we created. As self gained further identity, so also did the concept of one separate from other. As separateness evolved, we began to draw the lines of time. Time found boundaries. Time found limits. Time became the unit by which we measured the progress of our creation. We began to think of the time that had passed and to conceive of a time in which we would progress even further in our creation. We began to limit our potential to create, for we attempted to encapsulate the very essence of spirit in the boundaries and limits of time. We attempted to bring the infinite light of the divine into our finite creation in time. And the door closed. The light went out. Our consciousness within the light of who we are as one was forgotten. And in its place, we held form as our creation. We attempted to hold the memory of the light in the new forms we created. We searched for the essence of that which we knew as light in the natural world around us. But it was lost. The light we now saw had a different quality, the memory of what we had once known as the light. We remembered, but memories only exist in time. The true light of who we are does not exist in memory, but in the infinite expression of all that is. We are not finite creatures. We are the breath of life of the divine in form. We are at once created and creating. We are the flow of creation that is life. And as we open to this light, time dissolves. And we remember. rain. I can be rain. And when I am rain, I can touch you without fear. Rain touching rain, water's embrace is the very best embrace. I am the raindrops. I know each one as they kiss my roof. Water's harmony and rhythm deepen my soul, free my heart to love you and be loved back in return. Sometimes I hear friends say that they hate the rain. I can only smile then, because I can be rain. I know the water and the droplets. I feel the excitement of being rain. Rain to rain, water to puddles, puddles to streams, streams to rivers, rivers that carry me to my secret lover, then becoming water babies that no darkness can ever touch again. Because rain is love to us. My physical world is hard because there I cannot touch you. Boundaries are intimidating and false in my real world, thick and dense, but real, real sad. I can be rain, and when I am rain, I will not be fenced. I can be water and touch you. I can be your tears and feel hot as I glide across your skin, your mouth, your lips taste my bitter memories, and feel my physical world, a place where we may not meet or ever touch. When I am rain, I caress you and feel you become liquid. I am your wet kiss flowing into the core of my own soul. Water dances when we are rain. We sparkle and mingle. Our spirits rejoice with innocent love. We say rain words to each other, and rain words unlock and uninhibit the energy of our spirits. Water words babble, words tinkle, words flow. Water's words excite and free. Water's word is honest and floats directly to our hearts. The heart is where we meet when I am rain. The heart is where you give yourself to me completely. I feel my physical world holding me less each time it rains. My energy, my spirit more eager to soak back into the earth again, to become filtered as water is through life's rocks and hard places, but surviving to cool below and rest and wait. In my waiting, I will remember my dance with you. We were bright as rain, full of light, and easing into each other, full of free love and free love's powerful harmony. I will flow again because you wait for me. I can be a river, and I will run clean and sure. I will run true to many a thirsty desert and quench the dry places, the hot places that only the mother knows. In turn, I know I will rise again and become cloud. As cloud falls, I will be rain. This rain will tap on your roof soon and sound different than it did before. Rain's kiss and water's harmony will set a rhythm in soul that will let me know each drop before it touches the earth. I am rain's kiss, and you are my thirsty lover, eager for water's embrace. It is the very best embrace. When you are rain, you can touch me without fear. You can be rain. Rain will always be a dance now. Water babies dancing with joy, flopping in puddles. Puddles where I live, waiting to touch you once again. I can be rain. And now, you will never hear rain quite the same.
Thank you. There's a drop of water on the wall, and the drop's about to fall, and it falls into a trickle, and the trickle's flowing down, down, down to the ground, and the moss begins to grow. Watch, 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 watch the water flow, and watch the current become a stream, busting through the seams, cracking through the concrete, bending down the steel, in a raging that is real, a tearing torrent you can feel. Feel the thunder growing, thunder underground, and in my heart, the chains falling apart, the wildness in my soul, and for once in life, I know I'm not alone. For the mountains make our bones, with the oceans in our blood, our feet planted, planted firmly in the mud, we are alive. The burning embers in our eyes, the tingling touch upon our skin, and in the heat of passion we begin to understand that we are of this land, that we are part of earth, and when it's threatened we will fight for all we're worth. We watch the dam come crashing down, water rushing to the sea, and now the river, now the river, now the river, now is free. The river is free. On the wall, and the drop's about to fall, and it falls into a trickle, and the trickle's flowing down, down, down to the ground, and the moss begins to grow. Watch, 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 watch the water flow, and watch the current become a stream, busting through the seams, cracking through the concrete, bending down the steel, in a raging that is real, a tearing torrent you can feel. Feel the thunder growing, thunder underground, and in my heart, the chains falling apart, water rushing to the sea, and now the river, now the river, now the river, now is free.
Doris Granny D. Haddock, a 92-year-old political activist, speaking at the Seattle Rolling Thunder Chautauqua, August 2002. Like a tree standing by the water. We have come to a time for communal remembering. We will see the images again of 3,000 innocent people dying. We will see again in our minds those crematory clouds that overwhelmed the pink-vapored sun and all our sensibilities. Whose dark cloud is it that darkens our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our national soul, our responsible position in the world community? It mustn't be one of our own making. Would you have thought a year ago that people in America could be arrested and held without charges, without lawyers, without any rights? Would you have imagined that America would be running detention and maybe torture camps, holding people secretly for months or years, and with the corporate media cheering them on? Would you imagine that the government would reorganize around the idea of becoming something of a police state, and that soldiers would be patrolling like policemen, and that your email and the posters on your bedroom wall would put you at risk of all of this machinery of snooping and detention and isolation and perhaps torture, and with the corporate media cheering them on? Could you possibly imagine that any American could be stripped of all his or her rights by being named, with no proof, an enemy combatant, an enemy of the state? Could you have imagined that permanent war would be declared against nobody in particular, and that it would be used to defund every social program the radical right ever didn't like? Could you imagine the idea of our elite stormtroopers being authorized to go anywhere in the world without invitation, to kill anyone they please, and with the corporate media cheering them on? Could you have imagined we could fall so far, so fast, under this dark cloud? These dark clouds from the towers, if they darken our Constitution, are clouds of darkest opportunism. The corporate elite behind the radical right miss no trick in manipulating our own fears into a mass capitulation of our freedoms. The maneuvering to undermine our Bill of Rights by a fraudulent pursuit of public safety is as un-American as anything that has occurred in my 92 years. These un-American usurpers of our election and of our freedoms do not represent us in the least. We have the courage of our Constitution to live free on our garden earth, as brothers and sisters, to live free or die. And together, as the human community, we stand for love and against death and exploitation and the lie of projected evil. We link our arms. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's standing by the water. We shall not be moved.
First they came for the communists, then they came for the Jews. But I wasn't a communist, and I wasn't a Jew. So I didn't stand up, and I didn't ask why. By the time they came for me, there was no one left to ask why. Then they came for the unionists, and they came for the free. so I didn't stand up, and I didn't ask why. By the time they came for me, there was no one left to ask why. Then they came for the pacifist, and they came for the gay, but I wasn't a pacifist yet, and I wasn't gay, so I didn't stand up, and I didn't ask why. By the time they came for me, there was no one left to ask why. Still they come for the outcast, for the poor and the refugee. And though I am not an outcast, not for a refugee, but now I'm gonna stand up, and I'm gonna ask why. And if sometime they come for me, I hope there's someone standing by my side. Yes, we're gonna stand up, and we're gonna ask why. And if sometime they come for us, there'll be lots of people standing side by side. A whole lot of people standing side by side.
Founded in the spring of 2002, the Not In Our Name Project involves people of all nationalities, all walks of life, from all areas, who are determined to resist and stop the U.S. government's war on the world, the detentions and rounding up of immigrants, the covert efforts to oppress dissenters and curtail civil liberties. Our hand is extended in unity to the world, and this is our decree. War without end, not in our name, the pledge of resistance. We believe that as people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our names. Not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths, no more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless. Not in our name will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will and not in our name. We pledge resistance. We pledge alliance with those who have come under attack for voicing opposition to the war or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real.
fire, and every move you make, it just fuels our fire. But what you fail to notice in your destruction, cold and steady, is eight big guys you're sinking, and the meek are getting ready. Behold, the meek are ready, armed with a loving hand. The earth is sending a message to the keepers of the land. We won't wait, we won't wait, we won't wait until it's over to inherit what's left, or to eat out of heaven's hand. We won't wait, we won't wait, we won't wait, so move it over. You'll find a world of lovers and friends singing where a tyrant used to stand. The meek are getting ready, the meek are getting ready, the meek are getting ready. Up on empty, a feeling full of feeling, and the sky is growing clear. The maps are drawn by a living choir, and every move you make, it just fuels our fire. But what you fail to notice in your destruction, cold and steady, is hey, big guys, you're sinking, and the meek are getting ready. With a loving hand, the earth is sending a message to the keepers of the land. The meek are getting ready, the meek are getting ready, the meek are getting ready, the meek shall inherit the
A spiritual war ushers in a golden age. For centuries, a powerful few with greed and global dominance agendas have used religion, fear, and mercenary tactics to create chaos, destruction, and oppression around the world. First, instigating hatred and discourse, funding both sides, then controlling cleanup and new structuring after every major conflict or war on the planet. Some of this truth is so horrifying it is difficult to hear. However, unless we learn from history, shed light on, and alter the current hidden dark forces realities, we doom ourselves to repeat the history we find so shocking and repulsive. There's big profit in war, but the bigger driving dark force is even more power, wealth, and control over the masses. Humanity has been treated much like mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed BS, thanks to a government, corporate, sect-dominated media. How many of you know much about the sacred text, scriptures, and original teachings such as the Dead Sea Scrolls, which date from 3rd century BCE? These documents and much other ancient knowledge have been and continue to be hidden and withheld in order to maintain dominance by various religious and other hierarchies. The initial forms of the knowledge have been altered, reinterpreted, and falsified over time to serve the purposes of leaders who fear giving truth and empowerment to the people. And rightly so. How could they maintain their chokehold on the economic and social grid of the world if we all had our own power, living in peace and abundance? There are better days ahead, but it takes all of us opening to more awareness, showing more resistance to what no longer serves humanity, and many more lights shining brightly. As written in the 1939 published works of Godfrey King, The Unveiled Mysteries, these changes in Europe, Asia, India, North and South America, the sinister forces attempting to create chaos and destruction throughout the world, will be revealed and completely disabled. Then the mass of humanity will turn to the great God presence that governs the universe and resides within each heart.
Courage that we live.
transforming our world. The Earth and all humanity are entering a new age, a new cycle of evolution. This rebirth is characterized by a change of consciousness from isolation and separation to unity and oneness. The transformation is not limited to any age, religion, culture, race, or nationality. It is a global experience that is leading to the creation of a planetary culture. Although the effects of this process are being felt on the mass level, the change is taking place one person at a time, as seen in the story about the little boy whose father cut up a picture of a globe from the daily newspaper and asked him to put the pieces together. 5 minutes later, the boy returned with the globe perfectly rearranged. The father asked, "How did you put the world together so easily?" "It was simple," the boy replied. "On the other side of the world was a picture of a man. When I got the man together, the world came together." More and more people are getting themselves together, releasing old thoughts of fear and separation, and replacing them with thoughts of love and unity. When a small but significant number of people, known as the critical mass, reaches this new level of awareness, the change will be experienced by all of humanity. This is how the world will be transformed. You have your part to play. Because your consciousness is connected to the planetary whole, as you change, the world around you will change. In fact, you might provide the tiny push that shifts the balance and ushers in the beginning of a glorious new era. Just imagine how peaceful and abundant you want the world to be, and don't settle for less. Until next time, this is Joy Ray Freeman, wishing joy to the world. Thanks for listening.